Village of Spring Valley Mayor Noramie Jasmine and Deputy Mayor Joseph Desmarais face bribery and mail fraud charges in connection with a federal corruption case stretching from New York City to Spring Valley to Albany. Here's Jasmine during a news conference streamed at LOHA.com at 10 this morning at Village Hall.
I'm Mayor Noramie Jasmine. To the media and the residents of the Village of Spring Valley, on the advice of my counsel, I cannot discuss the case or allegations against me, or as long as there are outstanding charges. We will vigorously defend against those charges to restore my good name. I'm asking the community not to prejudge me, rather to keep me in your prayer for my good name to restore. Thank you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
According to the Journal News, the Democratic mayor did not take any questions regarding her future in office, nor did she take questions on the mail fraud charge that she solicited a developer for a financial share of a proposed community center on property owned by the Village of Spring Valley. Spring Valley's board has three trustees. As of Tuesday, according to trustee DeMeza Delhomme, the trustees were talking about what to do in terms of whether the mayor will continue to run the village. Four others are charged in the case: State Senator Malcolm Smith, New York City Councilman Dan Halloran, Bronx County Republican Party Chairman Joseph Savino, and Queens GOP Vice Party Chairman Vincent Tabone, in an alleged plot to rig the New York City mayoral race. According to the complaint, Smith agreed to use his power as a senator to help obtain state funds for a road project in Spring Valley. That, in turn, allegedly was to benefit a real estate project that Smith believed was being built by a developer who was actually an undercover agent. Rockland County District Attorney Thomas Zugabee says the case began with an investigation that did not involve elected officials.
Well, this case actually commenced in Rockland County approximately 3 years ago. It was an investigation being conducted by the Rockland County DA's office, and when it became clear that the case extended far beyond the jurisdiction of Rockland, we then contacted the FBI and brought them in to take the lead on the investigation, since many of the acts were not in this county.
He declined to detail what prompted the initial investigation, and he says the investigation continues in Rockland County in relation to the federal investigation. He summarizes the charges against Mayor Jasmine, New York's first Haitian-American mayor, and Deputy Mayor Desmarais.
The mayor and the deputy mayor are accused of basically receiving bribes. The charge was mail fraud, but that's for a variety of reasons. But they're both accused of using their office for their own personal benefit and collecting bribes. In the case of Mr. Desmarais, he's accused of agreeing to a cash payment. In the case of the mayor, she's accused of demanding an ownership interest in this private company if she steers the land basically towards them.
And that private company, says Zugabee, was created by the FBI.
The sign out front saying coming soon to community center was a sign created by law enforcement as part of this criminal operation investigation. And as a result of that situation, the mayor had promised to use her position for those purposes.
A day after U.S. Attorney Preparara called for better leadership in the fight to cut down on political corruption, Zugabee has a word of caution for the public.
You know, I think the public should not assume, based upon the fact that corruption has been disclosed, that it's something more widespread than what is apparent here. It's unfortunate here that you have individuals who decide to accept money to sell their offices for their own personal gain, you know, for greed, for arrogance, and forget about what their sworn duty was. I don't think this should be a broader indictment of elected officials in general. I think for the most part, most of them do their job, do it honestly, and do it properly.
Spring Valley has a population of about 31,000 residents, with a broad mix, including both Haitian American and Hasidic Jewish communities. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.